right across the spectrum, Greg, from sponsors to the people who use our academy, parents, children, to our volunteers who are some of them working in the health sector. Everybody is affected, and you really get a sense, I suppose, of the kind of fear that people have at the moment. And I sympathise with your caller earlier on who said after watching Primetime last night, the stark message really came home. So we've been kind of looking at ways that we can help out. We're very proud of to be part of the Donegal sporting community. I know that the other clubs are helping out with home deliveries and checking in to make sure people are okay. And it's you know, it's been a real communal effort. And you know, as I said, it's the uncertainty, I think, for everybody that's caused a lot of the fear. But we have a responsibility to come together, help where we can. The club is a fan-owned club. We're a voluntary organisation from top to bottom, and we will help people where we can.
Yeah, now, of course, our neighbours down at Sligo Rovers, they had to take the unfortunate decision to lay off all staff on a temporary basis. I presume, depending on the structure of each club and how many full-time staff and what have you, and it varies from club to club. But, I mean, it's not just Sligo Rovers. We want to see more of that, obviously.
Yeah, we are. Again, as the situation is so unprecedented, we've never been here before. As I mentioned earlier, I think when you look back at the recession 2009-2010, we thought, well, if we get through this, we'll be able to get through anything. I think it was three or four League of Ireland clubs went out of business. Thankfully, some of them were able to regroup under different entities and start up again. There was a huge effort, savage work put in by FinApps volunteers around that time to keep the club to going. We subsequently, I think, turned a profit for an annual profit for the year since then, built up an academy that was admired all over the country. So the club has been well managed, and it's been savage work in the background to get to that point. But this is something we just nobody could have envisaged. So I suppose the steps we've taken, we had a meeting on Monday, and we said, look, you know, obviously the health of our contribution to the public health and helping getting the warnings out was of paramount, and that is still the case. And apart from that, we have a number of employees which are footballers, and we obviously want to take care of them the best we can. Unlike Sligo Rovers, we're not a full-time club. We wouldn't have the kind of outgoings costs of wages they can. So we're going to work with our players. We've set up a working group of a few people who are going to be in contact with the manager and the players, and we look after people the best we can. There's a meeting today between the National League executive, the FEI, and all of the clubs, and I think they're going to have a look at possible scenarios about resuming the league. But I can't emphasise enough, Greg, our primary concern at the moment is joining the effort to make sure that everybody's safe and well.
For sure. But when we come back, and we will, Aidan, and Finn Park will be packed again, we'll come back bigger and better than ever. That's what we'll make sure we do.
Well, we have to think that way. The survival of the club is paramount. I mean, it's a club like FinHap is very dear to people. It's an outlet for so many people in their lives, and it's not just about the results on the field. It's part of a wider community, as you know. And you know, we've been just keeping in touch with people on our social media, with art competitions. Our academy head Kevin McHugh put together a workout kind of video for children, which I think went a little bit viral, and so we're putting up other videos like the videos from games in the 90s and the in recent decades, and people are really enjoying it. So we will come back. It will be a challenge, like all businesses are facing at the moment. We're no different, and so we have got our business heads on as well. So We will see how things evolve in the coming weeks.
Yeah, we'll see what comes from that meeting too, Aidan. Listen, It's been lovely speaking to you. Thank you, and keep up the good work, even though it's remotely. It's keeping people entertained and stuff. You mentioned Kevin and what have you. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Cheers, Greg.
Take care of yourself. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.